Metamorphosis is not just for butterflies. People go through stages of life just like butterflies. Experts agree that we are all at any given time transitioning from one life stage to another, from an icky cocoon to glorious butterfly, from infancy to childhood, to adolescence as we watch these young people grow and change before our very eyes, then on to adulthood, and finally to old age. And each developmental phase has its own biological, psychological, and social characteristics through which we pass over the course of our lives. Let me ask you, have you ever heard of Saint Metamorphosis? Well, a woman was preparing for a vacation pilgrimage to Greece, and because she knew that the liturgical readings might be different, she called a Greek Orthodox church. The secretary graciously offered to provide her with the correct readings. She also told her to go to Mass at the Church of Saint Metamorphosis below the north side of the Acropolis in Athens, Greece. Well, the woman, puzzled, asked, well, who was that saint? And the answer, Holy Transfiguration. Holy Transfiguration. Of course, total change is called for. Encountering the holy in Athens reminded this woman of our constant call to go to new places. Oh, the places these young people will go. To have new experiences, face new realities, and be challenged out of our comfort zone. New life comes from looking at things in a new way. Well, we just heard two stories separated in time by centuries. Well, what are these two sweeping stories of God's love telling us about God, about who we are, about what God is calling us to be and become in this holy season of Lent, and for you, young church, way beyond? For one thing, the stories are telling us that God breaks through the ordinary moments of life in extraordinary ways. The birth of a child, the changing of a job responsibility, the clean bill of health, the untimely loss of a loved one, brushing our teeth, or taking a coffee break with a friend. All these events populate our ordinary days. And what if God's voice is speaking to us through the hundreds of other such moments of everyday living? To do what? To become who? I can't answer that question for you. But if we have the courage to listen, God may well speak in the sipping of coffee or through the cooing of a baby. But something even more compelling is peeking around the commas and the periods of these stories. And that something else is the resolve seen in old Abraham and in the conviction of Peter, James, and John. The writer of Genesis noted, and so Abraham went. I mean, he was an old man in his 80s, maybe even 100. And he went. Matthew notes that the three apostles fell to the ground, only to be raised up by our Lord, who told them from the cloud a voice that said, "This is my beloved Son. Listen to him. Stop being afraid." Meaning what? Meaning that when we hear God's voice, our response is not so much to marvel at what we hear as it is to act on what we hear. Abram and Sarai left their family to follow the voice. The disciples left their nets, their friends, their families to follow Jesus. The courage to listen is near cowardice without the courage to act on what we hear. To understand Jesus, the disciples must listen and listen and listen again to what Jesus says about his metamorphosis in suffering, death, and resurrection. So what is God saying to you these first weeks of Lent? How is God calling you to become daring, uncommon followers of Jesus Christ? That is the implication of the sacrament of confirmation, which you are requesting. To follow him through these Lenten days is to follow the one who goes before us, inviting us to be a people known more for our loving action than for our loving thoughts, more for our caring ways than our caring ideas. Like participating in our parish almsgiving appeal of walking with women in need. If you were here last weekend, you maybe took home an Easter egg. An Easter egg. An egg. A symbol of metamorphosis, of changing, of new life that we can offer pregnant women who are in need. Take one home today. Open it. Follow the instructions and pray for women. Place the egg on your kitchen table until Easter as a sign of our caring deeds. Yes, the courage to listen is simply the courage to live in the light and love of the one who gives us life that we might live now and always. Immediately after that mountaintop transfiguration, down on the plain, Jesus will heal and transfigure an epileptic boy and his father. This is where transfiguration belongs. Not only in the privileged peak experiences of our lives, but also in the trudge across the flat plains of the everyday. So maybe ask yourself, has anyone been transfigured before your very eyes? That is, has someone done or said something that in a flash changed the way you look upon them? Has some unexpected act of kindness or even cruelty had a dramatic impact on the way you look upon them? In Lent, our prayer, fasting, and almsgiving are the practices that will help transform us into the likeness of Jesus as we journey toward the celebration of Easter joy.